This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to everyone out there. Today is May the 29th of 2020. Oh, day 150 of the year and only 216 days remaining. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show, which is streaming live, which you already know this, because that's where you're at. We're streaming live on safetyfm.com and also on safetyfm.tv, the apps, you know, the different things that we have here. Anyways, how are you? I know that this is much earlier than normal. You know, we have to test it. Everything is based on methodology of testing.
Duh.
So we have to make sure that we are testing everything before we decide to move forward with it.
Duh.
And not saying that this is going to be a permanent thing, but today is a very special occasion inside of my daughter's life, so I have to make sure that I am there for that. So this is one of the main reasons for the early show. But also, the other weird thing that is taking place this morning is by the end of this week, meaning tomorrow, I will be on a total of 4 different shows this week. Matter of fact, that's a lie. 5 total different shows of being interviewed or being on the show hosting. So it's pretty weird, not counting the individual episodes. But today, the actual podcast between myself and the Hop Nerd was released. So pretty excited about that. So if you do get a chance, take a listen to it. That's the Hop Nerd podcast. And then earlier in the week, I was on the Safety Consultant podcast. So that was pretty exciting stuff there. But anyways, enough about me because nobody cares about that crap. So let's get you started with some feature story news. And boy, is this one going to be interesting today.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US National Guard's been deployed to Minneapolis, where protests over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody have turned violent. George Floyd died on Monday, with video widely circulating of a white policeman kneeling on his neck. There have been protests in a series of US cities. The Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct was evacuated after parts of it were set on fire. India is denying claims by Donald Trump that he's recently spoken to Prime Minister Narendra Modi over border tensions with China. A standoff in the Ladakh region of northern India is showing no signs of easing. President Trump's offered to mediate on the issue twice and claims the Indian Prime Minister is not in a good mood about the situation, Neha Punia reports.
New Delhi has been quick to rebuff the American president's claims. Sources in the Indian government have told us that Donald Trump's claims are false and that the two leaders have not spoken recently. On Trump's repeated offers to mediate, India's response has been a carefully crafted no thank you. Sources say the government has already made it clear that India is directly in touch with China through established mechanisms and diplomatic channels.
Moscow's health department's revised its coronavirus death toll for April after applying new methodology, more than doubling the figure. Julia Chapman reports from Moscow.
The Moscow Health Department says there were 1,753 excess deaths in the capital in April. Of those, 1,561 people died with coronavirus, more than double the earlier figure of 639. The revision comes after detailed autopsies were carried out, and patients were added to the tally even without a positive COVID-19 test. The department stressed that 360 of the cases were among those with underlying diseases. The death toll for May is expected to be higher.
The UK is moving into the next phases of its COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. In Scotland, people from 2 different households can now meet up outdoors. In England, small groups of people will also be allowed to get together outside from Monday. It follows the government saying its 5 key tests have been met to allow the easing of some restrictions, including falling daily fatalities. Professor Stephen Riker, who's one of the subcommittees of scientists advising Professor Stephen Riker, who's on one of the subcommittees of scientists advising the UK government, says it's a cautious approach.
The virus hasn't gone away. What's happened is through the incredible sacrifices that people have made in lockdown, it's come down to a level where we can use a different strategy. It's not all over. You know, it's not victory day. We're not like lambs going out and gambling in the sun. We've changed strategy to a more targeted strategy. So instead of the blunt instrument of lockdown, we've moved to a stage where we can use a more targeted strategy.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
So pretty interesting news there right away and off the bat. And if you were paying very close attention, the announcer fucked up and he repeated the same thing twice. Just want to throw that out there. You know, because that's what I like. I like when something goes out of the off the rocker.
Duh.
And it repeats itself because it's kind of funny on how that ends up working. Anyways, let's go down the hit list for today. I know, bright and early, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited about the whole thing. Anyway, so let's continue. Here we go. Despite seeing little impact on their balance sheets, many millionaires are postponing luxury spending. Isn't that good to know? According to CNBC Millionaire Survey, 25% plan to postpone real estate buys, 15% are holding off on buying a car, and 10% will postpone their vacations. They surveyed, polled about 750 people with assets of at least $1 million. So I don't know. Do you follow along with what's going on there? Do you take a look and say, okay, if these people who are wealthy are doing this, and saying, okay, let's scale back a little bit, is that something that you're deciding to do as well? Just something to take a look at, of course, because as you have to take a look at this process, is we don't know what is going to happen next, unless you have some kind of crystal ball and can tell the future or something weird like that. We don't know. It's pretty interesting on how that will end up working. So just to be on the safe side there, what do you think should be done next? What are you doing? What are your plans? Are you doing any trips this summer? Even if it's in kind of the same state, are you planning on taking a long tour anywhere? I don't know. I mean, I ask. I mean, I think these other people are doing this, and I'm not saying, hey, you need to follow along, but definitely something to definitely consider as you move forward there. I know that as a safety professional, you have to keep some of those things in mind because that's what you're taking a look at. You're taking a look at the different things that could potentially happen as you go across or do the different things just based on the kind of work that you do, just the way that it works. Anyways. The Chinese government has formalized its crackdown on Hong Kong's autonomy. The National People's Congress voted 2,878-1 in favor of drafting legislation that outlaws dissent against the Chinese government in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, political allies to Beijing have been debating laws that would make disrespecting the Chinese national anthem illegal, riot police gathering to keep protesters at bay. I don't know. Is anything sounding familiar here? I'm just asking the question. And I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit later. But boy, is that interesting on everything that they're doing there. On how they're doing some different aspects on what they're trying to change. Or enforcing, better saying, should probably be the better word. How do you look at that? How do you take a look at these different things and go, does that make sense inside of your reality? Or is it something that you go, let's not talk about that because that might be hitting a little bit too close for home.
Duh.
Just something to think about as we do have the discussion.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
So did you hear this one? General Electric was founded as a light bulb business. Interesting, right? Now it is selling off its lighting division. But don't expect the iconic brand to disappear from the bulbs. The sale to Savant Systems Incorporated includes a licensing deal to use the GE brand. Isn't that weird on how that actually looks? So you're going to take your how you started your business and finally sell it off. I don't know. I look at that and go, wow. It's different, and I know, you know, things change throughout the years, and you have to kind of adapt to whatever the hell's going on inside of your multiverse at the time, because it's just the way that it works. But man, I could never imagine selling off the main portion that got my business started. And I know that, you know, different scenarios there, things definitely change. But man, I mean, some people are going to be richer off of that thing for sure. Or be rich, depending on how you want to take a look at it, for sure. Anyway, let's continue. Peter Mandrefornia has been cleared to move from Maryland to Connecticut, where he's been accused of killing two people and disappearing, sparking a six-day manhunt that led to his arrest in the early hours of Thursday morning. Peter appeared in a digital bond hearing where he represented himself with public defender dialed in to the call. He waived extradition and will voluntarily make the transfer. Police say that he surrendered peacefully at a truck stop and was not injured during the arrest. So something to think about. That's pretty interesting on how that ended up working. Continuing on right here, a homeless San Diego man just wanted some Hot Pockets. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. Hot Pockets.
Duh.
But he picked probably the worst place to use the microwave. Early Wednesday morning, he broke into a Wells Fargo bank. A crew of six police arrived around 3:30 a.m. to find the drive-up window broken, expecting something much more sinister. The cops used a megaphone to encourage whoever was inside to come out. After an hour, they busted down the door and sent in the canine units. Surveillance footage showed the man hanging out in the break room the whole time. When asked by the media on site, was it worth it? The unidentified microwave user said, "A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah."
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
And I will tell you, definitely, this portion of the show has not been sponsored by Hot Pocket, but holy shit, dude, that is pretty interesting. I am committed to a Hot Pocket that I'm going to break into a bank to cook my freaking Hot Pocket and move forward with it. But hey, whatever it takes, my friend. Anyways, let's continue. So here's some bad news right away. During a Thursday afternoon press conference, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called for a bit of unity in the face of destructive riots and protest over the death of George Floyd. "We must restore the peace so that we can do this hard work together," Frey said. "Among the destroyed buildings are subsidized housing developments and retail store AutoZone. At least one death has been confirmed." Meanwhile, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed an executive order late Thursday deploying the state's National Guard. In Chicago, the police department ordered mandatory training on positional, I guess, as a, well, it looks like they demanded training, or they actually put this mandatory training in place to how to help positional asphyxiation, to be completed by the end of the day on Thursday. So I don't know exactly how the whole department did it, how they were able to get that done, but man, that is something to take a look at. And I guess, you know, we need to start talking about some positioning on when we're actually holding people down and when we're doing certain things. So I don't know. I mean, it's just going to be a conversation now as we actually are doing these things going forward.
Rated R Safety Show. Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, so now, as we have been discussing over the last few days, is a good time to take another look at your mortgage, or buy if you can. Rates are for a 30-year fixed rate loan right now are at a 3.15%. Yeah, that's 3.15%. So. The lowest since Freddie Mac has monitored the rates. An analyst by Realtor.com indicates that rates could dip below 3% by the end of the year. So I don't know. Is it a time to refinance? I will tell you, if I was going to follow along with the game here, I would go with my friend Dave Ramsey and go down his path and say, fixed rate mortgage, 15 years or less, if you have to do it. That would be the way to go. Don't know about the refinance side of the world, but of course that's a different conversation for you and your financial advisor. Not for me, because what do I know? I am just a guy behind a microphone.
Duh.
Anyway, same store sales at Popeye's restaurants are up 40% year over year for the third week of May. Popeye's made a splash last year with the debut of its chicken sandwich, taking a direct run at Chick-fil-A. Since then, its sales have done well. even when it's staying flat during the thick of the pandemic lockdown. So, something to think about. I know a lot of people that I know inside of this little industry of ours, of the safety world, that had a lot of discussions about this freaking chicken sandwich. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is a very tasty chicken sandwich, probably not the healthiest thing on the planet to do, but hey, that's my opinion. What, you know, just giving you my opinion there. I'm not going to say allegedly. I mean, some people would say allegedly, but no, it's good, but don't know, kind of dangerous there. As we move forward. Anyways, after a long rally Thursday, stocks sunk in the final hours of trading on a pessimistic outlook over President Trump's plan to publicly discuss China later today. Investors expect higher tension with China as excerpts of greater influence over Hong Kong, which will likely further the world trade markets. The Dow did manage to stay above the benchmark level of 25,000 points. So that's something to take a look at. Anyways, as we talk about this, and before I get into some of the other stuff, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that we saw the president do yesterday.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
So did you see this one yesterday? Trump signed social media executive order that calls for removal of liability protection over censoring. Now, this all kind of stemmed from something that was taking place between a fact check that had actually taken place with a tweet that he had done on Twitter. So the move started taking place right away of what was going on because they fact checked what he had said. Now, yesterday evening or yesterday afternoon, however you want to take a look at it, if you go to the whitehouse.gov presidential actions, there's one listed under executive order. So executive order of preventing online censorship. By the authority vested as the president of the Constitution and the laws of the United States, I hereby order this follows. And it's a pretty long read. I'm going to tell you the truth here. But if you take a look at it, it's pretty interesting on some of these things that they're trying to put into place. So it says Section 1, I'll go over that real quick. Section 1, free speech is the bedrock of the American democracy. Our founding fathers protected the sacred right with the First Amendment to the Constitution. The freedom to express and debate ideas is to the foundation of all the rights of free people. So anyways, what I want you to do, if you get a chance, of course, go to www.whitehouse.gov presidential actions. Take a look at that particular piece of this particular executive order. Want you to think about what it says. And maybe we'll revisit this come Monday and have the conversation there. Because I want you to think, as we do this, have in mind publicists. That will probably be the first thing that I will tell you to think about. Think about publicists as we move forward with that. I think that that conversation can become very, 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 very interesting if you think about it in that manner. Maybe we can readdress it on Monday. But like I said, go to www.whitehouse.gov presidential actions executive order.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so a small stock bubble has formed in a vaccine market. Companies in the pursuit of the COVID-19 cure has been pumped full of cash just based on the fact that they are making administrative progress. CBS estimates that the bubble is worth about $200 billion in stock market. Companies that are seeing thousands percentage points increase in value, like VVVVax, which traded for $4 a share at the start of the year, have recently went as high as $50 a stock. Or share, whatever the hell you want to call it. So think about that. That's pretty interesting on how that actually takes place. But we kind of knew that these things were going to start happening as we saw more and more movement there. So something to think about. But anyways, before I get into my main. Did I tell you that it was the main? Before I get into the main story for today, why don't we talk about a couple of different things real quick. Number one, we have a contest going on looking for the next big safety podcast. here at the radio station. So if you are interested in starting your own safety podcast or know of someone, please share this information with them. What we're actually trying to do is a couple of different things here. Numero uno, what we want to do is actually get them onto our platform. It will be a safety podcast and on the broadcast station for 1 year if they are to win. And we'll also kind of help them with some other aspects of it. So please forward the information out if you know someone, or if you know if you yourself are interested in doing it. You can go to safetyfm.com/contest. That's safetyfm.com/contest, and that will get you into enter this particular contest. We will actually be running it until June the 15th, and then after that we'll be announcing the winner on the 20th of June. So something to look forward to. So we're looking for the next big safety podcast. If you know anyone, let's get them in there.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk about some interesting stuff. I have actually been inside of this very strange field of ours of the safety world for quite a long period of time, and I have noticed some different things. For years and years and years, I have been involved with different organizations that are doing stuff in safety. When I talk about organizations, I'm talking about organizations that put on national conferences, organizations that have chapter meetings, organizations that put on, you know, quarterly events, organizations that do some different aspects. Now, what I keep on looking at as I go through this whole thing, and I keep on noticing, is every year they give away an award. And it's normally chapter-based of the safety person of the year. Now, keep in mind, they do have a national one, but they also have the normal local level ones. And this is many organizations that do this. Now, it doesn't take, you know, a lot to come to the conclusion here, but there's a couple of different ways that I've seen these awards handed out. And it's funny on how this works. Normally, in most of these organizations, especially inside of the chapter level, if you are the president of the chapter, it always seems, the majority of the time, regardless of the organization, that that person becomes the safety person of the year for the chapter. And I sit back and I take a look at it and I go, how does that actually work? And most of the time, people say it's because they go unopposed. Normally, somebody has to enter you into the running, even that person being yourself, to actually be the safety person of the year. Pretty interesting so far. So that person, by default, will get the safety person of the year in most occasions. Now, there's other times that some awards are handed out, and we call these awards pay for play. An organization will approach you, which I know by experience, and say, hey, we are giving out an award for X. And if you are willing to give us a donation of X, we will actually have you win that particular award. How many other people are entering is normally the default question. And they will tell you, you will be the only person. So almost by default, you will win by giving this donation. Now, the reason I bring this up today is because as you move forward with this and you have these people that win these quote-unquote awards by default, the people also are able to put this on their resume. And they all of a sudden are now the safety person of the year for X chapter. They are the safety person of the year for X organization. They are the safety person of blah, blah, blah. And we're really talking mostly about the chapter level. So let's make sure that we're clear here. Now, there are some organizations that only have a yearly event, and that's it's an award ceremony. And the award ceremony just consists of giving out awards, and almost everybody who participates at that particular organization by going to the ceremony means that you're going to win some kind of award. They do ask you to bring your spouse for you to have them there in the audience for it to look like it's a little bit fuller, blah, 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 blah. But how do you feel about that? As you have this conversation, or as we have this conversation, that you know that by number one, someone all of a sudden became the safety person of the year of this particular chapter because they were the president. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that on your resume, if you were the president of a chapter, that should be referenced. But do you think that by default, you should get the safety person of the year award? Because that would be no difference as me starting a safety FM award for safety person of the year. And every year I decide to give it to myself. Now, would it? Or how do you feel about it? Do you think it's fair? Because now let's look at this. Let's have the conversation. If you're going for a job, if you're applying for a position, and you go into an organization, and they're looking at your accolades because they don't really understand a lot about safety, and they see that you have been the safety person of the year, who do you think they're going to go with? Which person do you think they'll look at based on accolades? Think about it. Which one will they go with first? Aren't they going to look at the thing that sparkles the most? Aren't they going to look at the one that goes, hey, this sticks out a little bit more? So do you think it's a fair assessment? Or do you think there should be something in place that if you are the president of a chapter, you cannot be the safety person of the year for the year that you actually ran as president? Something to think about. Definitely something to think about. And I know that sometimes by default, the following year, you can be a delegate and all this other weird shit. And of course, that could be up for debate. But between being the president, getting the safety person of the year award for the chapter, and then in return, outside of that, getting the award or the pay for play, which is even worse. And those are the ones that I really worry about. But I think it's crazy that people have the opportunity of doing so. So I volunteer, I become the president, I can get the award. I have money, I buy the award, I can put that on my resume. I don't know. I think it brings up a lot of questions on how we're doing a lot of this stuff. Or maybe I'm just looking at it in a totally different way because I don't think ass backwards like most people do.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
So anyways, let's go back to some of the news stories of what's taking place there. And when I talk about ass backwards thinking, I'm mostly talking about the people that run some of those organizations on how they do the award setting. So let's just make sure that we're clear. Don't want people to take that the wrong way. Anyways, let's talk about the lottery. No winner for Tuesday's night. Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $336 million. So good stuff there. Anyways, so today's Friday, so you know how this is going to go right away. We have to do our 30-second countdown. If you are listening via the radio station, you're not going to be able to see the clock, but I am more than willing to share this thing with you. So let's take a look real quick, and I'll give you 30 seconds for you to get everything that's been bothering you over the week, everything out of your system, everything ready to go, because you know that this could be a very, very frustrating week on some of the things that are going on in our little world here. So I'm going to get you started with 30 seconds. And oh, by the way, I'll warn you when we're done, just so you're aware. So let's get you started in 3, 2, and 1. So hopefully you didn't wake too many people up if you're still at home with doing that, because, you know, that could be a scary scenario. Never know what's going to happen. But it's always a good time when you start talking about that wrong is wrong.
During these unprecedented times, most of us don't want to speak up or rock the boat. We don't want to seem as if we're insensitive or selfish. And others take these times as an opportunity to be reckless and even negligent. Don't be taken advantage of. Wrong is wrong, no matter what else is going on in the world. And if you need help, reach out to real trial lawyers. We'll be there to right the wrongs. Figer Law.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Always picking at me. I don't know why. But anyways, let's continue down the path. Let's talk about some different things that are going on inside of the multiverse. Let's give you some information about the world of show business, as been requested by many and many and many of you. So let me tell you. Let me tell you some superhero stories right away. Henry Cavill is ready to put back the red cape, but not for a Man of Steel sequel. According to Deadline, Henry is in talks to reprise his role as Superman in Warner Brothers' picture, but is unknown in what capacity. Some are saying that he could be doing a cameo in Matt Reeves' The Batman or Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam, which are in production to be prepped once things reopen. So you might be seeing Superman be Superman again, which is a good thing, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Anyways, Apple has won the rights to the film Killers of the Flower Moon, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. The flick is directed by Martin Scorsese and will be an Apple original, but Paramount will distribute it in a theatrical worldwide audience. That'll be interesting. I don't think we've seen Apple do that yet, but we'll see. This is the second huge movie deal for Apple. Well, there you go. I just proved myself wrong right away, which recently acquired Greyhound, the World War II movie written by Tom Hanks. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Anyways, take a listen to this. Scott Eastwood is going to make sure his dad, Clint Eastwood's, rings in the 90th birthday properly. The 34-year-old told Access host Mario Lopez that his dad doesn't really like birthdays, but he is going to sneak a cake into the family's mellow celebration over the weekend. Clint's birthday is Sunday, turns 90 years old. Man, good old Clint Eastwood. Long time around for sure doing this. Anyways, let's continue. Let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. So taking it from the top, National Paperclip Day. I don't know if that's something really worth celebrating, but hey, whatever. I guess it holds your stuff together. Okay, let's screw this one up. National Cog au Vin Day, French braised chicken cooked with wine, mushrooms, and garlic. Hey, whatever. Whatever works for you, you know? Whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so this was the Rated R Safety Show coming to you a little bit earlier than normal. Hopefully you have a fantastic weekend. Remember, tomorrow, 3:22 Eastern Time, the launch is supposed to occur. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything comes about. Everything works great. That will happen at 3:22 Eastern Time, launch tomorrow. Right now, I have not taken a look at the weather for tomorrow, so I am not making any predictions on what's going to happen. Anyways, always thank you for being the best part of Safety FM. The Safety FMers, the Safety FM listeners, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have already dropped, and that's perfectly fine because that's as expected, because that's what's supposed to occur. But I forgot to mention something very important, and we have to talk about it every day. So sorry about this coming to you at the very last second. If you are running into signs of depression, if you are running into thoughts related to suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. I know this has been some very strange times as of late, but please keep that in mind, regardless of what's taking place. If you start having any kind of thoughts related to suicide, depression, or self-harm, please call 1-800-273-8255. Have a great weekend.